In 2008, after years of frustration in trying to find suitable therapy for his daughter who has cerebral palsy, Paul Bannister set up a charity to provide this service. Heal and Toe was born. Based in Durham, Pelton, in fact, the charity provides free therapy to children with cerebral palsy and some other motor conditions like dyspraxia across the northeast. So, you know, all the kids in the northeast, wherever you are, you can go to Heal and Toe. A couple of weeks ago, they opened a new centre in Chester Street / Pelton. Has therapy rooms, little gym, a wet room, and a sensory garden. That is coming. I went to have a look round. It's great. Nice atmosphere. Went to have a look with fundraising officer Amanda Tweedy to find out more. Here I am in a brand new centre, which is lush in Pelton.
We're in reception. In the reception area, we've now got our lovely parents and guests waiting room. So one of the schools, Winlayton West Lane Community Primary School, they raised £1,000 to furnish this room so that it's a really nice, relaxing place for parents to come. You'll see from the two little boys that we're going to see shortly, Jack and Jake, their mums sit in this area for a couple of hours while the kids are in the sessions. It's time for them just to totally chill out and relax. They don't get much respite time, as you can imagine.
Yeah.
So it's a nice area for them. They can sit the kettle on, they can watch the TV, and it's just a couple hours of me time while the boys are hard at work in the sessions.
Will you introduce me to some of your lovelies?
I certainly will. I'd be delighted.
Hello.
We have one asleep.
Oh, bless him. Don't be waking him up.
We're just doing a bit of a massage first.
So here I am in one of the therapy rooms, and you've got Joanne with a very asleep Jake, I think it is, and then you've got Jack, who's having a foot massage and enjoying it immensely by the look of him.
My name is Nelly.
Okay, so Nelly, Jake is very asleep. Jack is enjoying himself?
Yeah, basically it means that he's enjoying himself, yeah.
So what are you doing that will make all the difference?
Well, basically our program looks like that. First we always start with a stretching and a massage, and then we continue with a lying program or sitting program. This minute we will do a lying program because, for example, Jack missed the last two sessions, so it means that his muscles and joints are much more tighter than they were, so that's why we choose this program for today.
Mm. And is Jack making a noise because he's in pain, or...?
No, he's not in pain. He just tries to communicate. This is his way, how he's doing it, so... Okay.
They both look very relaxed. I say, look, little sweet Jake, he's absolutely sparko. It's like, okay, just massage me. I don't care. And how old is Jake?
They're both four.
Both four. Mm-hmm. Bless
Jack's
them.
Jack's 4 today.
Oh. Yeah. Have you any idea how asleep your son is while he's being massaged? And he looks so cute. So cute.
He's always asleep.
He's absolutely asleep.
Yes, he's always asleep.
Are they going to get a shot when he wakes up?
Probably.
So, can you tell me about Jake? What condition does he have?
He's got epilepsy and septo-optic dysplasia. It's the pituitary gland. Like, you need steroids in your system when you're poorly and stuff like that.
Okay. So, how does that affect him?
It affects his daily life, really. He's got to have an injection every day, oral medicine every day, just to keep the steroids in his system. So, when he is really unwell, it keeps him alive.
Mm. And how did that happen? During the birth process?
Yes,
And that's because he was starved of oxygen at some point?
No, it was just one of them things with the septo-optic dysplasia. He had just recently had epilepsy a year and a half ago. He was loss of oxygen and he ended up taking epilepsy and stuff like that. So,
if Heal and Toe wasn't here, what would life be like for you and Jake?
Really hard, because he's physio. We don't really see the physio very often, so this is what we rely on, and they're brilliant with him, so... He hasn't always been like this, very complex. He was just a normal little boy running around, just normal, getting into mischief. And then obviously he had that episode with the seizure. Now he's very complex because of that. So.
Debbie, you've got a birthday boy today.
I have, yes, he's 4 today.
Right. He seems to be enjoying himself in there.
He absolutely loves it. Yeah, he really enjoys it.
And so would you tell me about Jack's condition?
Jack suffered from a lack of oxygen just before he was born. So he was born with brain damage. He's got cerebral palsy, epilepsy, global developmental delay and severe and profound learning difficulties.
So global?
Developmental delay. So he's very delayed in all of his milestones. He doesn't meet his milestones the same as normal children would.
Oh, okay. I think he's got a hearing aid, did I see that?
Yeah, he's got hearing aids and he's got cerebral visual impairment as well. So he's registered blind, but we know he can see little things.
Okay. He likes to make himself heard.
Yes, he's very vocalist.
If Heel and Toe wasn't here, what would life be like for you and Jack?
It's difficult because we do get some provision from the NHS, but it's very limited. For children like Jack, you know, they teach us a lot of things to do with them, but it's really hard for us to do that and incorporate it into daily life. Mm. So it's nice to come somewhere where I can sit and have a cuppa and Jack, know that Jack's getting well cared for and he's learning new things.
Oh, Deborah Smith, mum to 4-year-old Jack. We also heard from Jake's mum, Jade Truman. And I spoke to them at the New Centre for Children with Cerebral Palsy in Chestnut Street, run by Heel and Toe. Well, Pelton, actually. So, 1121, we're talking about a charity called Heel and Toe. They provide free support and therapy to children with cerebral palsy. And a couple of weeks ago, I had a look around their new centre in Chestnut Street. And I met a couple of lovely little four-year-olds, it's Jake and Jack. They were having a treatment in one of the therapy rooms. And I spoke to their mums and asked them just how hard it is as a parent to have a child with cerebral palsy. So this is Jack's mum, Deborah Smith.
It's extremely difficult. You get on with it because you have to, but it's really difficult. Horrible, actually.
In what way, dare I ask?
Because you don't know what to expect. Nobody tells you what to expect. Everybody kind of tells you the worst case scenario, so that anything else is a bonus. But what you've got to do is kind of think about the positives, and that's what Heel and Toe is about. It's about looking at the children and, you know, and looking at the positives in Jack. And it was nice to come to an appointment where they actually praised Jack for the things he could do instead of saying, oh, we can't do. You know, because when we do go to see doctors, it's all about, oh, he can't do this and he can't do that. But it's nice to come somewhere where they say, oh, but he can do this and he can do that.
And do you get much respite?
Not a lot. Family. We get a lot from family. You know, there is provision out there. You know, there's hospice and things like that. But that's not something I'm wanting for Jack at the moment.
And what is the future for Jack?
Jack's always going to have difficulties. But he's a very, as you've probably heard, happy little boy.
Yeah.
He's poorly very often, but he just takes it in his stride. And we just want to give him the best life that we possibly can.
Jay, can I just ask you, how difficult is it for you as a parent?
It's really hard because I've got two other children. I've got a 1-year-old and a 6-year-old.
You're not busy then?
I am. But it is quite hard some days, but you do get on with it, don't you? But I enjoy being with them, so it's really hard. He's at full-time school now, and I get help off his grandma. She has him every weekend, so she does his care. So, and then I get him back on the Sunday afternoon. That's Nana, the grandma's, his dad's mum. So I get a lot of help there. Then he's at school, so I get a little bit of a break when he's at school.
Do you worry about the future?
Yes and no. Some days I do and some days I don't. I mean, when he's making progress by sitting up on his own for a couple of minutes or 10 minutes, gives us hope that he might end up sitting on his own independently. Mm. He's making loads of progress. He walks with support now, where he wasn't doing anything like that before. And he said a few words. So,
is there any other help out there? Is Heel and Toe basically it? What else do you need?
There isn't a lot out there, but, you know, the extra things that you want to have for your child, like therapies, you have to pay for. And it's very difficult. Having children with special needs, it is quite expensive, and we couldn't pay for this kind of therapy.
Because I heard it's £90 a session.
Yeah, or you can raise money for the charity, which we have done. My family, my partner, Jack's dad, my brother and a friend from work ran the Great North Run this year for Heel and Toe. And they're hoping to do it next year as well. And they raised quite a lot of money.
Okay. So, I mean, you're a normal working mum, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Jack's dad works.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How the devil do you fit everything in and, you know, nobody's on sort of 150,000 a year, are they?
No, we have to do a lot of personal fundraising as well. We've had to fundraise for bits for Jack, you know, special seating equipment that the NHS don't provide. You know, if we want to go anywhere on holiday, it's very expensive. We don't go abroad. It would be a nightmare thing to take and all the things we need for Jack. So, you know, sometimes family and friends help out and we just go local, you know, even if it's just to a caravan or what have you.
That must be really difficult when you start out. So, you know, Jack's born and then, you know, you get used to the idea and you're dealing with it and you think, I've got to do fundraising now for my child.
Yeah, and you don't realise that because, you know, you just assume that things are provided for children who need them. Mm. And that's not the case. You know, you get the minimum, you know, that the NHS can provide you or kind of the local authority, and you often have to fundraise for the extras. Mm.
So could you put a figure on how much you need a year for the extras?
I couldn't even start, to be quite honest. You're looking at £500 just for accessories for a wheelchair. £788 for a chair recently, for a comfy chair for Jack at home. That's just within a couple of months. Thousands.
Yeah. So, Jade, what about you?
Car seat was like £700. I had to go to charity for it, and it just looks like a normal car seat that spins around a little bit. Bay chair, his grandma's had to fundraise for that. That was like nearly £2,000 just for a bay chair for him to sit in at 80s miles.
£2,000?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which he'll outgrow.
Could last him 2 years. Just things like that. A little trike, just to get him outside. That's cost like £1,500 just for a trike.
Yeah. And are people understanding and are they generous?
They are generous. People are generous out there. I mean, she's raised well over £8,000 just maybe in a year. Way less than a year.
Well, grandma has.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Lovely. And same to you, people generous, do they understand?
Extremely generous. We've had fundraiser nights, which have been enjoyable, but people have came and I kind of believe how much money people have actually donated for Jack, which has been really nice. And it's nice sometimes, obviously, to do the fundraising but give back to Healing Toe as well. And we'll still continue to fundraise for Jack, but when we can, we'll fundraise for Healing Toe because they do a great job.
I don't believe the money involved. Why do these things have to be so expensive? Jade Truman, mum to 4-year-old Jake, also heard from Jack Smith's mum, Deborah, both explaining just how important Heel and Toe is. I also spoke to fundraising officer Amanda when I was there at their new centre, and she told me about plans to open a second centre in the northeast, as well as a respite centre for families. Heel and Toe helps support children with cerebral palsy. Lovely place. But why do companies have to charge so much? A car seat? How much?